Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending May 17th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican Prime Minister Holness visits former Prime Minister Siaga. Current Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness traveled to Miami, Florida to meet with the country's former Prime Minister Edward Siaga, who is under medical supervision at the hospital there. According to Holness, Siaga is in positive spirits and is being attended by a team of physicians, including specialists and nurses from Jamaica. He said he spoke with Siaga about many issues, including the state of the Jamaican economy and football. Holness said that Siaga's family is touched by the messages of concern and good wishes they have received from the Jamaican people. Kingston's National Stadium to ban plastic bottles. According to Major Desmond Brown, general manager of Independence Park Limited, plastic bottles will now be banned from the stadium following a bottle-throwing incident during the Red Stripe Premier League final. Independence Park Limited is responsible for the maintenance of National Stadium. Brown said the incident could have damaged the ability of Jamaica to host other international sporting events, and therefore it was decided to implement measures designed to mitigate against similar happenings. Patrons will not be permitted to bring in any drinks, and when drinks are sold by vendors or concessionaires, the beverages will be sold in cups. This week's Caribbean news. Investment group in Dominica promotes CBD market in Caribbean. Elvis Pappy Edwards is a native of the Commonwealth of Dominica and pioneer in the CBD hemp cannabis market, who developed the first hemp products company controlled by a Caribbean nation. Now living in Colorado, he plans to recreate his successes there in Dominica and other places in the Caribbean region. CBDXR Dominica Investments is a brand known around the world. In 2019, the group met with government representatives and other stakeholders to introduce business opportunities in the CBD hemp business. A merger with American Hemp Ventures, Inc. has allowed the company to expand across the Caribbean with its products. Edwards wants to ensure that people in the Caribbean are not deprived of the chance to invest in their home countries on the same levels as non-nationals. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Mexico to host Reggae Festival. In an attempt to give reggae music greater promotion in North, South, and Central America, Jamaican Cass Smith has organized the Riviera Nayarit International Reggae Festival. The three-day festival is planned for May 17th through 19, 2019, and has been described as a tribute to Bob Marley and a showcase for reggae talent. Smith, who has lived in Mexico for 27 years, held his first festival in 2016. The success of the Vallarta Reggae Festival prompted him to hold a second event. Hoping to make it an annual affair, Smith said the staging is meant to represent a meeting between Mexico and Jamaica to attract locals and tourists from the Americas. The Jamaica Tourist Board has given Smith strong support, as has the Jamaican Embassy in Mexico. This week's business news. Over 30,000 Jamaicans have shares in Wickton Wyndham. In a history-making investment opportunity, Mabury Investments, a broker in the initial public offering of shares in Wickton Wyndham, says that 31,000 Jamaicans will be the owners of shares in the firm, and these Jamaican investors showed their willingness to invest $14 billion. Wigton will be listed on the Jamaican Stock Exchange's chief market on May 22, 2019, according to Favour Williams, Jamaica's Minister of Science, Energy and Technology. Williams went on to note that the IPAs show that Jamaican people want to invest in the nation's energy sector. This week's arts and entertainment news. Rita Marley feted by International Reggae and World Music Awards. On May 11, 2019, the day that marked the 38th anniversary of the death of reggae legend Bob Marley, the International Reggae and World Music IRAMA Awards were staged at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston. The guest of honor at the awards ceremony was Rita Marley, Bob Marley's widow. Wheeled in by her carers, Marley was seated near Olivia Grange, Jamaica's Minister of Entertainment and Culture, who told her later from the stage that it was good to see her face in the place. The audience was comprised of many celebrities who came to pay tribute to the lioness of reggae. This week's sports news. BMW Jamaica Golf Classic begins. The BMW Jamaica Classic Golf Tournament teed off on May 16, 2019 in Montego Bay. Ian Facey is one of three Jamaican golfers in the PGA Latino America BMW Jamaica Classic Group and one of 140 golfers from 26 countries to play in the tournament at Cinnamon Hill Golf Course at the start of round one. In addition to Facey, Jamaica was represented by Orville Christie and Justin Burrows. Facey and Burrows teed off in the first group. The BMW Jamaica Classic is the sixth event of the 2019 PGA Tour Latino America. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. This week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary is sponsored by the Jamaican Recipes Android and iPhone app. Get over 110 recipes with step-by-step cooking instructions by searching Jamaican Recipes in the Android Market and iTunes Store. Download it today. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays at 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.